Hi, this is Kathy Stover. Let's embark today on an inner journey of the heart with your inner child and your own inner wise one. So with great love and tenderness to your own self, what might be the most loving thing you could bring to your yoga nidra practice today? This could mean settling into your favorite chair or cushion, bringing the spine in one long line of energy, either seated or lying down on your back with the chin slightly tucked. This encourages the mind to quiet. And you can use all the props you'd like. Maybe place a pillow under the knees or a weighted eye pillow, which encourages the mind to go inwards. And then as you settle in, let your attention wander around the body, just seeing where attention is naturally being drawn. Sensing the buzz or the hum of aliveness inside the body. Is the body energized? Or maybe the body is tired, or maybe it's even ill and just needs to rest. If that's the case, just let my words fade into the background and use this time for yourself to rest, relax. This is your time. Scanning the mind screen. Just noticing if it's calm or is it agitated. Perhaps the mind is busy ruminating about something that happened yesterday. Or maybe it's off fantasizing about something that might happen next. So if thoughts are busy coming and going, can you allow them just to be here without grasping hold? Without the need to fix or solve? And if you find yourself going over your to-do list, maybe the kindest thing you might do is to simply reassure the mind, saying, it's okay. It will all get done. And bringing attention to your emotions. Maybe there just hasn't been the time lately to let yourself feel. And maybe the most loving thing you can offer yourself in this moment is simply to allow the tears to flow or to feel where you feel contracted, gifting this time of rest and presence to yourself. Allowing yourself to be here just as you are, and letting what's here orient you towards your intention for our time together. And opening the doors and windows to your senses. And with a soft inward gaze, begin listening with the whole body. Feel the support of the surfaces where your body is making contact with the ground. And as you exhale, let the body liquefy more deeply into the earth, allowing yourself to feel deeply held, supported. Sense the body filling with the next inhalation, letting it fill the back, front, and sides of the body, all the way down into the belly. And exhaling out the mouth, making a gentle shh sound. Feeling the body releasing and letting go. Let's take two more rounds together, just like that. Letting the body's breath return to its own natural rhythm and tone. Breathing like the tides turn with ease and acceptance. Noticing how the breath flows in and out without you doing anything at all. Just sensing the body breathing itself. Sensing into this natural reciprocity of the breath. Breathing in this gift of life. And breathing back. Exhaling what's no longer needed. Receiving vitality, radiance on the inhalation. Exhaling, letting go of any stagnant energy, anything that's no longer needed. Giving permission for the breath to follow the body's natural desire to relax. And creating an inner sanctuary for ourselves that allows us to feel safe, open, and receptive for our practice today. So you might want to bring to mind the most beautiful place that you can imagine. So beautiful that it immediately makes you feel peaceful and invited in. This might be a place in nature. Maybe it's a lush green garden, sumptuous flowers and butterflies and birds singing. Maybe it's near some water, like a gurgling stream or the beach with some waves falling gently on the sand. Or maybe you imagine a tall and sturdy tree with bright green leaves rustling in the breeze. Noticing how its roots spread and go deep into the earth. And how it feels unperturbable, rooted, yet flexible and calm. And you might notice how it makes you feel protected. grounded and rooted to the earth. Feel the warmth of the sunlight caressing your skin. Maybe there's a smell of fragrance wafting in the air. Letting go of the imagery and just staying with this sensation of ease in the body. Noticing how these feelings of goodness open into a sense of being. A part of you that's always there in the background. So simple, it's easy to overlook. How it's timeless. Secure and at ease, no matter what the outer circumstances. And from this space of ease and well-being, can you bring to mind your own inner child? Imagine her standing before you, welcoming you with open arms. See the way that her eyes smile at you. Noticing their twinkle and radiance. Can you feel how her heart is so open, receptive, carefree, and accepting of love? Maybe there's so much that your inner child wishes to express to you. And so much that you wish to say to her. Welcoming her and allowing her to speak from the heart. And listening with the open receptivity to what she has to say to you. What does she need to feel heard or loved? Listening with the whole body. Is there something that she wants you to remember? Are you ready to accept what she has to say? Feeling it with the intelligence of the heart. Allowing whatever needs to happen to unfold here in this inner sanctuary. Even if you never had time before for your inner child, you can start fresh again right now. Maybe there's something you want to tell your inner child. Whisper it from the heart now. And feel your inner child accepting it fully. And maybe you notice a sense of gratitude that wells up in the heart space for that gift of your inner child, and for this opportunity to nurture and rediscover each other. Allowing whatever feelings that have been here waiting for your return to refill themselves. Opening into all the feelings of joy, curiosity, eagerness, sensing the vitality, the radiance, innocence, the delight and playfulness of your inner child. This aspect of you. And all that you are. How you're not separate. How you're one, united. All these aspects of your true nature. This open sensuality of life. Unbounded curiosity unfolding in a field of love. And perhaps the heart's deepest desire reveals itself now. Sensing how life is wanting to express itself uniquely through you. And just letting yourself be taken by this current. Feeling it in the whole body is already true in this moment. Even if it feels like a reach, visualizing it with all your being and affirming it to yourself. And letting it go, trusting and knowing that the seed has already been planted. Feeling this capacity to love, radiating from the heart. Open and spacious. Expanding in all directions simultaneously. Front, back, above and below. Feeling it expand with the breath. As if the breath is kindling it, kindling the flame of the heart as it streams down the arms, filling the palms of the hands, all the way out the fingertips. Sensing the aliveness. Feeling this direct line of heart energy flowing from the heart all the way to the fingertips. Maybe you'd like to imagine it enlivening all that you touch, all your causes, all the things that you love that you bring your magic to with the loving kindness of the heart. And then sensing love flowing from the heart down the backs of the legs, all the way down to the feet and toes. Feeling this heart energy that loves all that you stand for. And sensing the love flowing up and permeating every cell from the bottoms of the feet, up the front of the legs, filling the sexual organs, the bowl of the pelvis, all the way up into the heart. All of the spaces filled with this vibrancy of the heart. Letting this flow continue from the heart all the way up into the throat, enlivening the throat. Just noticing if the throat feels open and expressive, or perhaps it's tight and constricted. Without needing to try to fix or change or judge it, simply allowing the warmth of the heart to permeate the throat. And then letting this loving awareness flow from the heart all the way up to the space between the eyes. And maybe you imagine this whole area between the eyes pooling with the color indigo. This indigo filling the space between the eyes. And maybe there you envision your inner ancient one standing there. This ancient one that's seen so much, it's been through so much. Maybe you'd like to look deep into the eyes of this old one. Old, wise. What do you see? Unruffled presence. Grace. Inner wisdom. Intuition, authenticity. Basking in your wise one's presence. Notice how it feels in the body when you welcome this inner wisdom into the heart. Maybe a question arises that you'd like to ask your wise self. Just listening with the awareness of the heart for what feels most authentic. What does it feel like to receive inner knowingness, innate wisdom? Do you trust it? Feeling into the places in the body where you feel trust in your own inner guidance. Maybe the belly is relaxed. Maybe there's a sense of flow or ease. Maybe the shoulders naturally release down. Trusting yourself. And feeling it in the body. Letting your wise self guide you. And maybe feeling the places in the body where you feel resistance to your innate wisdom. Maybe it manifests as tightness in the jaw, constriction in the throat or the belly. Noticing if maybe there's a color or an image. Allowing it to be here too. Knowing that you can return to your inner sanctuary of ease and well-being if it feels overwhelming. Just noticing any areas that you feel resistance to your inner wisdom. Noticing any feelings of compassion that naturally unfolds from the heart. Marinating in these feelings of compassion or any feelings of gratitude for the gift of your wise self's guidance. And just letting it all go. Letting go of any efforting at all. And resting back to the ground of being. Nothing to do, no one to be, just watching the show. Resting in this. Resting as this. Nothing to prove. Nothing to know. Nothing to figure out. Undisturbed by all the comings and goings in the mind. Always here, in every moment. This that is. Even as the sense of me, my inner child, my ancient wise self, even as this all comes and goes, even as thoughts and beliefs bubble up to the surface to be released. This, in which the whole myriad of feelings come and go. This in which the breath continues, rising and falling. And this that all sensations sparkle into being and disappear again. Just this. All of it. As this journey comes to a close, feeling back into the room, into the surfaces below the body. Taking all the time to reconstellate. Thank you for practicing with me today. Namaste.